coming off a big one.
It's the weekend of
was extremely busy. By the way, heads up, tomorrow is voting day.
Get out and vote, y'all.
That's right, kids. Y'all aren't old enough, but nonetheless.
Yeah, it's your civic duty.
He said duty.
I know.
But primary voting day tomorrow, and then hopefully all of those really nasty political ads this year will go away for a bit. Until the fall. Because this is only the primaries. Unless there's a runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just happen in the summer. Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's not even just getting ugly on, you know, for the big seats.
Yeah.
Have you heard about what's going on with the precinct chairs?
Oh, dear.
Woo! It's not pretty. It's not pretty. Apparently, there's PACs involved, and they're not from here.
Mm.
They're from other places. They've got color mailers. I have no idea what's going on.
I saw somebody called somebody a comptroller.
Ooh.
I know!
Excuse me.
I think I may be misunderstanding
you. I'll run
but nonetheless, as we had a great time with you, packed house there, Billy Bob's on Friday night for Tracy Byrd on the stage. A lot of Hank fans there. Uncle Jesse and his PH crew, indeed. And we all got the Robert Gallagher kiss, so life is good. Josh Abbott also. Likewise, that next night out there. But that put the finishing touches on the big Fort Worth Music Festival and Conference.
Mm.
It was a conference.
Converging. There was slides.
There were speakers and PowerPoint presentations.
Suits.
Yeah, lanyards. A lot of things going on in the stockyards. Hank FM, we'll see. It's not a conference, but we will confer and meet up this Saturday. Going to be out there with some IndyCar action in the stockyards to get you all revved up for the big Indy Grand Prix coming to Arlington. But concert-wise, you had Eric Church. I heard amazing things from him, glowing reviews for his Dickies Arena concert on Friday.
Chief!
And then he was followed up. Wonder what the stage changes and the difference in the crowds between Eric Church on Friday night and then Lady Gaga the past two nights and her little monsters. Had the Wienermobile all over the place.
That's right. It was,
Six Flags opened up their 65th season, so... That new roller coaster, I don't believe is operational yet, but I think pretty soon, gotta have to do that. Are you a roller coaster?
No. I really do have enough challenges on land, so I like to just kind of like.
It was the planetary alignment Saturday night, and then we're getting the blood moon lunar eclipse the hour before the show. It's really our warm up for tomorrow's show. 5 a.m. hour is when you'll see most of it. Should be clear conditions, too. And it looked like it was fantastic. Those that could get in, Palo Pinto State Park's grand opening. Holy cow. That thing booked up, sold out, and it is going to be for a little while. But I know there was some, like, roughing it, just tent camping that was available.
Yeah, did you sign up?
Saw a couple of folks doing that. No, didn't see any of that. But there was still, except for that guy... Who is gone now, but was there before the show started on our sidewalks. Looks like 29,000 roughly runners made it through the Cowtown Marathon over the weekend.
It's
congratulations.
Fantastic.
And that included our very own Mark Phillips, too.
Mm-hmm. He gave a play-by-play on Facebook.
I think we're going to hear more about that in an hour. But congratulations to all those that competed and more so all those that actually finished. Except for that one guy who just decided to hang out and say hey to us.
I mean, but I think he may be buying drinks at Razoo's a little bit later on.
I think he's already bought drinks
somewhere.
Or maybe. I don't know. But he wished me a good morning and a good day.
Oh, that was sweet.
So that's, it's Texas Independence Day.
Did you speak with your Grand Prix voice? Is he trying to be fancy?
I didn't have a full-on conversation with the gentleman. Something in my gut told me to just keep moving.
He could be your new best friend.
And maybe keep your eye over your left shoulder, just in case. But all seem to be going well. Hood County Home and Garden Show comes up down the pike there in two weekends. But what'd you do this past one, Heather Lee?
Well, you know, we are coming up on UIL season.
Tell me about it.
And spring and all the things. So I'm sure you'll empathize with this. We really just revolve around my teenage daughter in our home.
Yeah.
Whatever is going to transpire. So we had the band auction Saturday evening for Alito. Got to see some of that fabulous talent. The directors got pied in the face. You could auction off for that. I did not spend the money on that because she takes all of mine. And then yesterday was church and lunch and I had book club. And something amazing happened there, KB. I finished the book before book club transpired.
Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Was it a heated discussion about the book? What was the book?
No, it was...
Traveling Sisterhood of the Ya-Ya Pants?
No. I do love my book club girls, but they do like some dark subjects. It was called Local Woman Missing. And it's not the feel-good
book true crime
of the year. No, it's not. It's not true. It's much more horrifying, hopefully, than true could ever be.
You get y'all one of those dime store paperback romance novels for the next round.
Yeah, I think a Harlequin may be a better option for better mental health. What about you?
Well, it was T-Bird Friday night. That kicked things off. Kept me out a little bit late. But, while I shoved the kid off to various activities all throughout the weekend, too, we did a little celebration with Co Wetzel Day on Saturday, and all that really entails is going to a Taco Bell. So we, made a run for the border.
Sweet.
We didn't complete any of the other objectives on Co Wetzel Day. Nobody was arrested or incarcerated at a Taco Bell, but the spirit was alive. Mm. It was alive. And then, so Elle wanted to play golf.
That's right, on
Friday. And I was like, okay, well, when's the last time you played golf? She said, I don't know if I really ever have. And I'm like, okay, well, we need to then go to a driving range before we ever do that. So I have to get my clubs. We ended up playing more tennis, really, because that was already prepared and easily done. And then I spent a lot of yesterday in recovering, just like a lot of the Cowtown marathoners.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that tennis may be a little more friendly on the budget.
Maybe the joints, perhaps,
well,
but
yeah,
I don't know.
There's that. Uh-huh.
We keep this up, though. I'm going to have to use those that insurance that we're so blessed with.
Oh,
here.
Dear. Be careful.
Well, the pain is part of it.
Yeah,
well,
it
I
is.
Don't believe
Waking
that,
up the West Oplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.